BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has opened a global summit on refugees with a call for bold action to address the plight of tens of millions of people forced to flee their homes by conflict or persecution. He urged delegates at the meeting in Geneva to help the humanitarian spirit prevail over those who seem determined to extinguish it.
At a time when the right to asylum is under assault, when so many borders and doors are being closed to refugees, when even child refugees can be divided from their families, we need to reaffirm the human rights of refugees.
A special court in Pakistan has sentenced the former president, Pervez Musharraf, to death for high treason. He's the first military ruler to be convicted of this crime. General Musharraf has been living in Dubai since 2016 and is unlikely to return. Sukunda Kamani reports.
General Pervez Musharraf was accused of treason for having declared a state of emergency in Pakistan in 2007 as he was facing widespread opposition to his rule. The case has dragged on since 2013, with Mr. Musharraf having spent the past 3 years living in Dubai, claiming to be in need of medical treatment there. Despite the fact it's unlikely to be carried out, this death sentence is unprecedented. Pakistan's powerful military have controlled the country directly or indirectly for much of its existence, but no other ruling general has ever faced this kind of trial.
The chairman of the South Korean electronics giant Samsung, Lee Seung-hoon, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for sabotaging labour union activities. 25 other current and former employees were also found guilty in the same case. They've been involved in finding out personal information about union members and using it to encourage them to leave the union. The European Space Agency has postponed the launch of its first mission dedicated to the study of distant worlds. The rocket carrying the telescope was to be launched in French Guiana, but it was delayed because of a late technical hitch affecting one of its boosters. The CHEOPS telescope will be used to study planets orbiting other stars to find out more about their composition and structure. Police in northern Thailand are hunting a convicted serial killer who was released from prison for good behaviour but is now the prime suspect in the murder of a 51-year-old woman. Somkid Pumpuang received a life sentence in 2005 for killing five women who worked in Thailand's sex industry. He was let out of prison 7 months ago under a programme that is meant to relieve serious overcrowding in Thai jails. BBC News.